Go to this website.
All right.
Y'allbettercallpaul.com. Y'allbettercallpaul.com. What do you get there?
Well, you get, first of all, a beautiful photo. The photo they use on this is just intriguing right here, right? It's also great real estate in our area, Dunaway, including the Enclave down there in your old stomping grounds,
right? Alabaster, the Enclave.
Yeah, the Enclave down in Alabaster. Beautiful stuff there. And you can see it all for yourself at y'allbettercallpaul.com. That's y'allbettercallpaul.com.
Y-A-L-L. Y'allbettercallpaul.com. Get you to the Enclave and a lot more properties there that you can get with our buddy Paul. He brings you Rockstar in the Lounge every week. Rockstar, what are we singing today, man?
Well, we did a little song, Will Haver and I, when we had our musical artist debut 2 weeks ago at Odie's. We did a Tom Petty song that he really liked. It's called You Wreck Me, from the Wildflowers album, and I actually saw Seven Mary Three perform this cover at one of the Crawfish Boils in probably like 98. It was awesome. Seven Mary Three is a very underrated band. Great first album, great second album, Rock Crown, if you want to check it out. But this is You Wreck Me by Tom Petty. Are you guys ready?
Rockstar, never been more ready.
Are you doing the Tom Petty version or doing the cover from Seven Mary
Tom
Three?
Tom Petty meets Sean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Give
Let's
us a strum, make sure your guitar is good. Oh, you're good.
I'll turn it down just a little bit.
All right.
All right. Ritz,
I like
this
it loud.
Is presented by the Enclave. Y'all better call Paul.com. This is Rockstar's Lounge.
Tonight we ride, right or wrong. Tonight we sail on a radio song. Rescue me, should I go down? If I stay too long in trouble town. Oh yeah, will you wreck me, baby? Yeah, you break me in two, but you move me, honey. Yes, you do. Not again. I get the feeling, if I don't win, I'm gonna break even. Rescue me, should I go wrong? If I dig too deep, if I stay too long. Me, baby, yeah, you break me in two, but you move me, honey. Yes, you do. School dance, run with me wherever I go, and just play dumb, whatever you know. Oh yeah, will you wreck me, baby? Yeah, you break me in two, but you move me, honey. Ah, yes you do. Wreck me, baby, I bring me into, but you move me, honey, yes you do.
Woo. So good.
Yeah, you know what I'm noticing? Now that little chords here and you know, Nancy's in his life, a lot more upbeat songs, happy songs from Rockstar.
Do you feel as though you do more happy songs now?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, chat room. Let me know. More happy from Rockstar these days?
For this, yeah, definitely. I do a couple more happy songs. I'm trying to do a little bit more upbeat, and I have another one that's, I think it's a repeat, but if we do another one, it's a kind of a...
Oh, we're doing another
one. You know I always do, too.
I
may have saved enough time for three today.
I saw Tom Petty in concert at the...
I never got to see him.
Old Man Amphitheater, fantastic
concert.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be a great live performance.
He was.
It's a big regret that I never got to see him before he passed away.
Yeah, so there's a good chance he could do a hologram on Fox.
It's coming.
So. Jennifer and I went to see him several years ago. Jackson Browne opened for him. Who's
a weird opening act for him.
It is, and don't go alone, but Jackson Browne was pretty good in concert, too, you know?
Was he running on empty by the end?
Running on empty, and he had to doctor up his eyes a little bit, but he's good.
Did he do I'm a Patriot?
Don't remember that one.
Doctor my eyes.
Doctor my eyes.
Howard Forrest Gump in India say it.
The bowl of curry life is like a pot of curry.
That was
curry.
Actually a good line.
It really was a funny line.
Because it was so unexpected.
That is what I said. To the Rockstar, will back this up. I went in the production room there after you did it, and I said, one of the most accidentally funny lines in the history of our show was life is like a pot of curry.
Oh, and the Freddie Mercury.
What makes you think it's accidental?
No. The humor in it was the accent you were using. But I'm saying the actual line itself is a very funny line.
I'm a creative writer. Yeah. Okay. I cannot do accents, but I'm a creative writer. You don't think I come up with good one-liners all
Not
the time?
Really.
Tom
Petty was very good, by the way.
Thank you.
Time for another song. Y'all better call Paul.com. Y'all better call Paul.com. The Enclave in Alabaster and a lot more properties. Just beautiful locations there. Paul can take care of you, but you got to call him. Actually, you don't even have to call him. Go to the website. It is y'all better call Paul.com, the website.
We're going capo on this one. Rockstar's got a capo. What are we doing?
Around with his technical terms.
That's right.
Anytime you use it, he likes to say it because he knows the name of it.
That's right.
We're going capo, too, on this one. This is, we've done this before. We mentioned him yesterday, Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah.
Hate this song.
What song is he doing? He did more than one song.
Crying.
I hate that one. I don't like Roy Orbison's music.
All right, this was dedicated to Jim Dunaway.
Pretty Woman. Anything but Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. No.
What are you doing?
This is You Got It.
This is his best song.
A good tune.
I like this song.
You know who doesn't have it? Roy Orbison.
He doesn't. He's dead. He had bad vision. That's why he wore those glasses.
He was not blind, though. I used to think he was blind.
I think he had some bad vision.
He did, but he was not blind. Yeah.
Why don't we just spin the wheel? Like, first one in the chat room, just throw out an artist. You do that song.
Boy, I don't think Dunaway wants you to do Roy Orbison. I can't really figure it out.
I'm going to go into the weekend with Roy Orbison. Roy Freak. No, that's okay, Rockstar. Do Roy Orbison.
Oh, I thought we were doing three.
No, it's fine. Roy Orbison.
Sadly, this is for you guys tuning out. This was Roy Orbison.
Tune it out.
I mean, I don't want Cotton to leave right now, not having a little sports talk in the final segment. No, so I'll get Cotton something.
All right,
in the final segment.
Okay, we guys ready?
Yeah, it's far away.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One love from you, I'll drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Every time I hold you, I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the things you do. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. time I look into Dunaway's eyes. He's rubbing his temples like no one can deny. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the things you do. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. Bowl of curry.
Jenna, you got it.
Oh, Rockstar, so good. Oh,
fantastic. Y'all better call Paul. Y'allbettercallpaul.com. Just go click that website and see what Paul has for you. Y'allbettercallpaul.com. He spells Paul traditionally, right? P-A-U-L?
P-A-W-L. I have no idea.
Don't know how else you'd spell it, but yeah.
Well, I mean, Paul spells his sometimes P-A-W-L.
What's the callers that spell it?
Paul! Well, when you start off with y'all, you don't want to rhyme with Paul at the end. Y'all, gotcha. Y'all better call Paul.com. Yeah.